if all you do is say, my New Year's resolution is going to be to start a morning success routine, you can put anything you need to put in there. Maybe, and I'm going to tell you, if you have a Peloton or any other workout thing like this, or even just one of those workout apps, I think Apple has one, Fitness Plus or something, there are 15-minute workouts that will get your blood pumping, burn calories, and be highly efficient. Now, you're going to be getting after it for 15 minutes, but they will work. If all you have is 20 minutes like I did when I started, okay? I had my morning success routine was two lines. I was not very good at it at this point, but it was wake up and hit the 15-minute workout. At that time, it was not Peloton. It was something else. And I gave myself 5 minutes to listen to a devotional while I showered. That was it. And if that is all you do in 2024, you will love yourself for it. You guys may have heard of the cold plunge, hot plunge theory. I have bought into that. I love it. My dopamine levels are incredible off of it. My recovery is incredible off of it. So I will either do that just before or just after the workout, but I highly recommend looking into that. And then after that is done, I will listen to positive mental nutrition. Now, how do I do this? Some people like to have a binder that is your positive mental nutrition binder. Like, and this needs to be the kind of thing that if your house were burning down, you would grab it before you ran outside. It's that valuable to you, right? So don't just put junk in there. You would put things like a devotional that really spoke to you, a motivational speech from Tony Robbins, this or that.
You're listening to the Real Estate Runway podcast, powered by Quattro Capital, where we are all about alternative business and investment strategies to help you amplify life and maximize wealth. Here's your host, the recovering engineer turned multifamily investor, Chad Sutton.
All right. Real Estate Runway family. If you're listening or watching this episode, it's likely December 26th. So Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Happy holidays, all the things. But I'll be celebrating Christmas, as you can see the green and red behind me here. So hope you've had a wonderful time with your holidays, wherever you may find yourself in the world today. And I think, you know, we're not going to talk about real estate today. We're not going to talk about investing. Well, in a way we are. We're going to talk about investing in yourself. And if you're like most of the world, you're about to make some kind of New Year's resolution. And I'm here to tell you, those things are a waste of time. Yeah, I said it. Okay. But real talk, a New Year's resolution without a plan of attack, a plan of action, a plan of accountability is not even worth making. It's just a dream. It's a promise to yourself you're making that you will never keep. And so what I want to talk to you about is setting up a routine for investing in yourself. And this may be your resolution, but without doing something like this, I promise you, you will not keep whatever it is you value to yourself you will do in the last days of this year. And so a morning success routine is really a daily habit. And I'm not going to throw out times. At the end, I might show you mine if I feel like it, right? But I'll tell you, I've flirted with 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. I've started everything in between 7 a.m. Really, it's what is available to you on the start time when you do this. But the reason it's called morning success routine and not just success routine is the intent is that you do this before you have to make war on the day. Because no matter who you are, no matter what business you're in, whether you're a stay-at-home mother with three children, whether you are a male man or woman, whether you are a corporate executive, whether you're a business owner, you are making war on the day every day. And it's what God made you to do. So that's okay. Life is not supposed to be easy. But I promise you, and I can prove this through my results, if you set up a morning success routine that suits you, and don't be afraid to mold it over time, but you will be prepared to make war on the day for the rest of the day, and you will be able to have accomplished more by the time most people are getting out of bed and getting to work than most will in the entire week. So let's talk about this morning success routine. What should it entail? I'm going to give you the blueprint for it in about 5 easy steps, okay? So, you know, step 1 is you need to plan this thing out. You need to write it down. You need to put it on a piece of paper. And I'll show you a template of what this can look like. If you're not on YouTube and you're listening to me, I'm going to talk through it where you could probably visualize it. But if you want to see it, hop over to this, to the Real Estate Runway on YouTube, and you'll see exactly what we're doing here today. So step one is plan it. Okay. Step two is fill it with the right stuff. Step three is use it. You have to actually do it for this to work religiously every day. And we'll even talk about those bad days where it just doesn't work out and you have to do a miniature version of this. Okay. Step four is accountability. You know, if you have to write it down or put something in your phone to remind you or something, do that. And step five is modify. Okay. So let's talk about the morning success routine at its most basic thing. What is it? What does it contain? Okay. You want to have some kind of fitness, all right? And I have to break your mindset for a second. Everyone will walk with me when I say that if you're a professional athlete, if you want to be a better wide receiver than the other guy, if you want to be a better golfer, if you want to be a better bowling came to mind, but I guess that matters too. Anything you're doing with physically with your body, you have to train it. Right? You must train your body so that when performance time comes, your muscles, your muscle memory, your stamina, everything, your breath, everything is ready for that moment to execute better than your competition. Okay? That makes sense for athletes. I'm here to tell you that you as a mother, as a father, as an investor, as a business owner, as a corporate executive, as a blue collar worker, whatever it is that you're doing, right? You have to train for it. You have to be better than everybody else in order to really succeed in this world. And so how do you do that? Well, for most of us, it's not about what our body does. If I'm sitting behind a desk doing work, you know, maybe I'm an engineer. Maybe I'm a doctor and I'm working in a hospital. It's not my physical body that really makes me perform better. It is my brain. Okay. Your brain is a major organ, or maybe it's a muscle. I don't know. I'm not medical, so forgive me on that, but it's a major part of your body. So walk with me here when I say that to have pinnacle operation of this major part of your body, your brain, your mind, you have to train it. And you have to train it in two ways, physically and mentally, okay? This is why we talk about having to have some sort of physical activity, okay? So we're going to come back to that. So you want to have physical activity. You want to have the, you know, one of these days I will learn that if I put my thumb up, if you're on YouTube, you're laughing at me. I'm getting these Apple emojis that keep popping up on me here. So you want to have some kind of physical activity, okay? You want to have some kind of spirituality, okay? I believe in God. That's what I do. You may not. That's okay. But whatever it is that you find spiritual, you know, even if it's a mindset type of thing, you need to have something that brings you closer to that. Okay, so for me, it's a morning devotional. It's a Bible devotional and a passage that I read every morning. It changes. I follow Church of the City in Nashville. It's a great one. You can get on their text list and they deliver it right to your text messages. Okay, so that's a great one. You may have some family things you have to do in the morning. That can be part of your morning success routine to get everyone out the door. And then the third thing that I'll focus on is the positive mental nutrition, or PMN for short. Okay. So let's get into what that looks like. As far as we kind of talked about the contents, now let's talk about planning it. Okay. It's a morning success routine for a reason. It has to happen before you make war on the day. Now, I will tell you, I've read Miracle Morning. I've read, you know, 5 a.m. Club. I've bought into all that in the past. I currently, in this moment, do not get up at 4 or even 5 a.m. I used to. There were days where I did 4 a.m. for a long time. It's, in my mind, it's not sustainable. It may not be in yours either. But I start my day at 6 a.m., and that works for me, okay? the very first thing that I do is I rise and I dress for the workout. I have my, we'll talk about nighttime success routine at the end here, but I have my stuff ready to go. I step on the scale because I need to know, you know, how I'm tracking to my goals. Okay. I fill up my water bottle and I take two gulps. I'm starting to hydrate. I then go right into the, I mentioned COTC, the Church of the City. That is a daily text message devotional that comes to me, and it's a little link to a video. And I read that, listen to that, and do the, you know, the devotional, whatever passage is with it. So I'm getting my spirituality right out of the gate. Okay. Now you may have kids at home and you may say, I can't do all this, the whole routine before my kids wake up. Give yourself space for grace. I gave up on that, and you may too. You know, I was trying to do all this at 4 a.m. to 6 before my kids woke up. Now my kids wake up at 6:30 demanding cooked breakfast. So I start at 6 and I do everything I just told you about. And then my kids wake up. I immediately turn, and to me, that is valuable time. I go make them breakfast. I get them their vitamins. I get them dressed for school, and we go out the door for school. And that takes about 6:30 to, you know, 8 by the time they're dropped off. So I pause my morning routine and I make this part of my morning routine. I am with my children. I then will turn back to my routine, and this is where I get my fitness. For me, I like to work out at 8 o'clock. I'm awake, I'm moving, and there is a certain a group fitness gym that I attend called Fit Factory Nashville. If you're in Tennessee, check it out. It's incredible. A friend of mine owns it. And so if on the days where I can get to the gym, I will go there and do a 1 hour fitness class. And it's some kind of high intensity cross training, something like that, right? Or, you know, I have a Peloton sitting right behind me, as you see, I may hit the Peloton. But I do something physical 5 days a week, okay? And this morning success routine, it can be 7 days a week. I really adhere to it 5 days a week. The weekends kind of just do whatever, because sometimes you're traveling, whatever, you know. And so you get the workout in. And I kind of focus on, I like to do recovery afterwards. So you guys may have heard of the cold plunge, hot plunge theory. I have bought into that. I love it. My dopamine levels are incredible off of it. My recovery is incredible off of it. So I will either do that just before or just after the workout, but I highly recommend looking into that. And then after that is done, I will listen to positive mental nutrition. Now, how do I do this? Some people like to have a binder that is your positive mental nutrition binder. Like, and this needs to be the kind of thing that if your house were burning down, you would grab it before you ran outside. It's that valuable to you, right? So don't just put junk in there. You would put things like a devotional that really spoke to you, a motivational speech from Tony Robbins, this or that, right? Now, I'm highly digital. I don't do paper. What I like to do, I use a reminders list in my iPhone, and I'm always on, I don't do TikTok, but I do YouTube. I look at shorts all the time, and it's figured out that I like people like David Goggins, if you don't mind a little swearing. And I like people like Tony Robbins and Jocko, whatever his name is. You know, these guys who has have this motivational stuff, Tommy Newberry, right? And what I do is I find a short, and I'm talking like a 1 to 2 minute clip max, right? And when I find one that I like, I will grab the link to it. And I will go put it as a reminder. I'll give it a little title and I'll put it in the URL section of the reminder. And now I've got a nice little list, which maybe I can show this to you. Let me actually just pause, and we're just kind of freestyling here. So I hope you all enjoy this. Let me go into the screen presentation here. And what I'm going to do is open up the reminders list, and I'm going to show you what this looks like. So if I just hit, let's see, here we go. So for those of you who are listening, you know, check us out on YouTube if you want to see this. But what we're going to do, if this will allow me to share the right screen here. Okay, here we go. Here we go. So positive mental nutrition, right? I have a list right here in my Apple Reminders. It's on my phone. This is where I use it. And you notice when you go in and create a reminder, you have a spot for a URL, and it's really clean. It'll put the, so I have something in my Google Drive that's an audio that someone made for me, and I have a lot of YouTube stuff, right? And I just go through and I think about what's on my mind for the day. And I know I've remembered these little tidbits here. So what I will focus on is how do I, condition my brain for what I need to happen today. Sometimes, and one that's in my mind today, because we've had some pretty interesting times over the last 18 months. If you're listening to this at the end of 2023, David Goggins is one of my guys I listen to, and he has this thing. It says your mind has to be stronger than your feelings. On those days where you think that you might be alone, you just might be, right? So you be the one who always gets it done. Tell me if you saw this jack dude telling that to you, you would not be motivated to just get it done, whatever it is, get it done. So that's what positive mental nutrition is. I'm digital. I like to do it on my phone. Some people have a very nice binder that is sacred to them, and that's what they do to use it, right? Okay. So we've pretty much been, and of course, after that, to finish mine up, I will then shower, dress, and review my, I have some planning documents that I plan my week and quarter with. And so I'm always looking at those, right? I will look at them every day before I start to make sure I know where I'm focusing my energy, is what is going to move me towards the quarterly goal that I've set and towards a 1% week, which is the week that I need to accomplish to say, wow, I'm glad I did all that stuff this week, right? So we're at about 15 minutes. I don't want to belabor this point. I did promise I would show this. So I'm going to pull this up for those who want to see it. And just in case you guys want to know about it, I use something called a Remarkable. It is like an iPad, but not an iPad. Here it looks like a PDF, but it's just a little tablet. I'll show you it here in a minute on my camera, but it has no blue light. It just writes really well. I love writing, but I hate paper. That's just me. I'm a tech nerd, so sorry. But you notice EMSR, early morning success routine. This is something my coach has given to me. You can write something just like this. It's important that you plan this thing out to the minute. It needs to be like warm-up exercises that you do every day without fail, okay? And that reminds me, I will talk about in just a moment what a mini EMSR looks like, or just morning success routine. So you want to figure out, what is your start and finish time going to be? Just think about in your head, what is available to me? Am I the kind of person who wants to get up at 4 a.m. and do it till 6 a.m.? Do I only have between 5 and 5:30? What do I have? And I will tell you, I did not go from 0 to 60 doing this. Okay. I started, my first morning success routine was 20 minutes. Okay. And over time, you start to realize the value of it, and you start to put more things in there that make sense, because you realize most of us are programmed to realize I need 8 hours of a workday at least, maybe 12, 16, depending what you're in. And you just have these beliefs that I don't have time for this. Well, you realize once you do it, you do have time, and you must make time for it, because after doing this, I can get 3 times the amount done during a day because my mind is right, my brain is moving, my blood is pumping, and I'm ready. All right. So looking through mine, I have chosen to start at 6 a.m. because that's available to me. I have chosen to just have space for grace for myself and allow my routine to stop and handle my children until about 8 o'clock, from 6:30 to 8. That's the phase of life that I'm in, and it will change one day. I'm grateful for the phase that I'm in, and you should be too. So again, you will start, write this out. 6 a.m., rise and dress for the workout. 6:03, weigh in. 6:05, fill water bottle and take 2 gulps. 6:07, start the COTC daily devotional reading, and I put positive mental nutrition, PMN, here in case I have time. 6:30, start the kids' breakfast and vitamins, kids dressed and for school at 6:55. 7:15, we're out the door heading to school, and then after I get them dropped off at about 7:45, I'm usually ready to get, head to the gym and start getting my mind right for that. 8 o'clock, I either hit a Peloton workout or a Fit Factory workout. 9 o'clock, on my drive home from the gym or in my office, after a Peloton workout, I will hit one of my favorite audios. It's called a 1% audio, one that I have saved, and I will do my positive mental nutrition. These are those videos I told you about. I will then go shower and dress for the day, and then I will focus on my portable coach, which is that's the PC. That is the quarterly document that I do to plan my life and business, and I will focus on my weekly coach. That's the WC. That's what I use to plan my week. And just so you know, in case you're wondering, there for planning purposes, there are 12 weeks in a quarter, which is 3 months. And there are 12 quarters in 3 years. So set three-year goals, because you can actually chunk your goals into quarterly milestones and then have 12 weekly opportunities to progress towards those quarterly goals. Now, like, think about a cruise ship. If you just set it off sailing aimlessly, it's going to run into a bridge, right? Or something like that. But if you plot the right course, and you may have to course correct every now and then because the ocean's big and messy and it pushes you left and right and to and fro, and you may have to correct back into the buoys, you know, but, or back into the navigational beacons, that's the right thing to say, then you will eventually get where you're going. So I highly, that's another episode talking about quarterly and weekly planning, but this is my morning success routine. Again, when I started, mine was 20 minutes. So back to the New Year's resolution, I'm going to stop sharing screen here. And if all you do, folks, is if all you do is say, my New Year's resolution is going to be to start a morning success routine, you can put anything you need to put in there. Maybe, and I'm going to tell you, if you have a Peloton or any other workout thing like this, or even just one of those workout apps, I think Apple has one, Fitness Plus or something, there are 15-minute workouts that will get your blood pumping, burn calories, and be highly efficient. Now, you're going to be getting after it for 15 minutes, but they will work. If all you have is 20 minutes like I did when I started, okay, I had a My morning success routine was two lines. I was not very good at it at this point, but it was wake up and hit the 15-minute workout. At that time, it was not Peloton. It was something else. And I gave myself 5 minutes to listen to a devotional while I showered. That was it. And if that is all you do in 2024, you will love yourself for it. Okay. Now I'm going to give you one quick bonus. Some days the kids are just not acting right. Maybe you're on the road. Maybe you travel a lot, whatever. You're just not in your area where you can have your routine. Create yourself a very efficient, very short morning routine, maybe 5 minutes. Okay. Here's what mine was. You just saw this long thing that I need to be in my element to do, right? But what if I'm in, you know, there was times where I was in China in my previous life, and I would be totally out of my, I had a hotel room. It's all I had, right? Okay, well, I'm going to turn on my devotional that's 5 minutes long. And from start to finish, I am going to do, I'm just going to keep moving. I was repping out sit-ups, I was repping out push-ups, and I was repping out squats, just those three body weight things. And by the end of 5 minutes, if you're really being honest with yourself and getting after it, you've got a sweat going, you got your blood pumping. It's just a maintenance session. You're not getting much gains there, but you didn't miss a day just because you were out of the office or out of town or the kids weren't acting right or you weren't feeling good. Fair. If you're sick, sometimes you have to miss. But, you know, you get my point. So again, bringing it all home, start yourself a morning success routine to make war on the day. All you have to have in there are three things: something fitness, something spiritual, and something mindset. This has been another episode of the Real Estate Runway Podcast. Until next time, over and out. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We hope this episode was insightful and brought value to your day. If so, please be awesome and leave us a 5-star review. Find out how Team Quattro can help you at thequattroway.com. Until next time, this is the Real Estate Runway Podcast.